Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the 30th day of Kiach, and it's a very special Sunday because it's the day after the great feast of the Nativity. And the church has arranged special readings for the 30th of Kiach. The gospel today is from John chapter 1. And John chapter 1 is a very special chapter, especially to us as Coptic Orthodox Christians, because we pray this gospel every morning in the first hour of the Agbeya. And this gospel and all the readings of today speak about us being children of God, children of God. If we look at the whole, like the Bible, even like let's start looking at the New Testament as a whole, the major theme of the gospel and the epistle is the idea of becoming part of the family of God. And this theme started in the Old Testament and with the nation of Israel. But that was just a shadow, just a taste of becoming part of the family of God. They were a nation, a chosen people, but they weren't family yet until the New Testament. And from our daily life, we know there's three ways that one can become part of a family. Three ways one can become part of a family. One way to enlarge the family is through marriage. Another way to enlarge the family is through children. And the third way to enlarge the family is to adopt children. These three ways to enlarge children. And in the New Testament, you see St. Paul, he speaks about Christ with these three ways. That Christ is the bride, or the bridegroom, and the church is the bride. And he also speaks about us being children of God. In Galatians, he speaks about us being the children of promise. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And in Romans, he speaks about us being the children of adoption. And today we want to focus on the idea of us being children of God. And I want to discuss four characteristics of the children of God. The first characteristic of the children of God is that the children of God are faithful. The children of God are faithful. In the epistle of St. John, chapter 5, it says, Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. And in the gospel of today, St. John, he said something very similar. He said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Just so you know that this birth is different than any other birth. In order to be a child of God, you must receive the Lord. You must believe in the Lord. That is why faith is necessary for baptism. You cannot be baptized without faith. And when we baptize the infants or the children, we baptize them on the faith of their parents. Because faith is an integral part of becoming a family. Faith is an integral part of being a family. That's why this craze of people of different backgrounds and faiths marrying each other is a disaster for the generation. In order to be married, you have to have the same faith. Yani, even let's say you were born in a different country, say, masalan, Egypt, and you wanted to become a U.S. citizen here, One of the eligibility criteria to become a citizen here, when I looked this up this morning, it says that you must demonstrate a loyalty to the principles of the U.S. Constitution, and you must be willing to take the oath of allegiance to the United States. In other words, in order to be a citizen of this great country, you need to be faithful to this country. The children of God, they have to be faithful to the commandments. We read that in the Catholic Epistle today. They must be faithful to the Bible. They must be faithful to the traditions of the church. And every liturgy, we take an oath of allegiance. Arfin, we take an oath of allegiance. Every liturgical service in the church has to have the oath of the allegiance. What is the oath of allegiance? The creed. The creed. In order to be a child of God, we must believe, we must have faith. If we are not faithful, if we are not genuine in our faith, then we are fooling ourselves. We are removing the grace that God has given us. When the prodigal son left his father's house, the father didn't remove his sonship. He's still son. That's how silly. And he removed himself from the family. Similarly, Esau, foolish Esau. Esau forsook his sonship when he sold his birthright. How a son, and he's entitled to have the birthright. But he forsook his birthright. He forsook his sonship for gluttony because he didn't have faith in the promises of God. And he was excluded from the family. The children of God must be faithful. The children of God are free. They experience freedom. In the Pauline epistle of today, St. Paul, he makes a comparison between Hagar and Sarah. Hagar was the slave woman of Sarah. And Hagar's son, Ishmael, is called the son of the slave woman. She is the son of the slave woman. Sarah is the free woman. The free woman. And her son, Isaac, is called the son of promise. The son of the free woman. And St. Paul, he concludes this passage of Galatians chapter 4. He says, "So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman. We are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." And the next verse in Galatians, it's from chapter 5. He says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Freedom is an important advantage for the children of God. Our Lord, he said in the Gospel, St. John chapter 8, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Lies are a cage. The one who lies lives in captivity of the lies that he spreads. The one who cheats lives in fear of being caught. A criminal who commits a crime lives as a fugitive. And I was just thinking about the person that slayed those people in Idaho. For this much amount of time, he's living as a fugitive. Imagine how much fear he is living with the blood that's on his hands. Lies, dishonesty, hatred, all of this keeps us in bondage. But the one who lives in the truth, that person is, he's free. Truth gives freedom. If you live truthfully, you have nothing to fear. Sin is a crime. It has consequences. Sin is a burden on the soul. It weighs heavy on the soul. That's why repentance is so important. Repentance is actually saying the truth. Is actually saying the truth. I have sinned. I have done this. I am saying the truth. And that's why the truth shall set you free. Look at what our Lord said when he continues in John chapter 8. He says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits a sin is a slave of sin." And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. The slave does not abide in the house. Ishmael didn't abide in the house. That's why he had to be sent away. The slaves of sin will be sent away. The sons of light, the sons of freedom, the sons of promise, they will abide in the house forever. The second characteristics of the children of God is freedom, freedom. The third characteristic of the children of God is discipline. The children of God are disciplined. The children of God are disciplined by their endurance of trials and tribulation. The children of light, they are despised, they are hated, they are persecuted by the children of darkness. And actually, in the Pauline epistle of today, St. Paul, he says this explicitly. This was in reference to the slave child and the free child, the child of promise. St. Paul, he says, but as he who was born according to the flesh, who was born according to the flesh? The son of the slave woman. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, even so it is now. The children of light are hated by the children of darkness. That's why in Hebrews chapter 12, the reason I did this is because of this passage. I want you to read it with me as we say. St. Paul encourages the Hebrews to endure persecution. St. Paul, he convinces the Hebrews to endure tribulation. But the way St. Paul describes why you should endure tribulation, he explains it differently. You'll see here. Let's see. Read it with me. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners. This is about Christ. Christ endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Then he says, you have not resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. He says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. He says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate. Then you are not sons. Furthermore, if we had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect, shall we not more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems joyful. No chastening seems joyful in the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. To those who have been trained by it. The children of God, they consider their trials and tribulations differently. They don't say, God abandoned us, God left us, God hates us, God doesn't love us. They don't say that. The children of God, they see their trials differently. They see their trials as God loves me. They see their trials as God is dealing with me as a son. He's dealing with me as a father who trains his child. The characteristic of the children of God is that they are disciplined. That they are disciplined. Four, The final characteristic of the children of God is that the children of God are victorious. And this makes sense. If someone is faithful, if someone is abiding in truth, free from sin, behaves justly, is honest, if they endure trial and tribulation without quitting or without giving up, then this person for sure will be victorious. And as children of God, we should be victorious. Actually, the Catholic Epistle said this today. Look at what St. John said in his epistle. He said, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. We talked about that already. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The children of God are not defeated by the world. They defeat the world. They overcome the world. The children of God are overcomers. They are not quitters. The children of God are overcomers. The children of light are like Joseph, who was successful in everything that he did. And although many people were trying to defeat him, although they threw him in a pit, although they put him in prison, although he was a slave, all of these things, he was faithful. He was found to be faithful. He was free from the sin of anger and jealousy and depression and anger and wrath. He saw persecution as part of the plan of God to save his people. And in the end, he was victorious. Victory is the end of the children of God. The children of light are victorious. The children of God who are victorious, they will be given their inheritance because the sons of God receive their inheritance. Look at what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8. He says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are," it's on the screen, "are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If indeed," look at, he put this in the verse, "if indeed we suffer with him that we may also be glorified together." This is the victory. This is the reward. This is the amazing grace that the children of God will inherit. If they are found faithful, if they are found to be free from sin, if they are disciplined and accept the chastening of the Lord, our prayer today is that we should be faithful, that we should be free, that we should be disciplined so we can experience the victory of the children of God. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.